Chapter 5. Mrs. D'Urberville's chickens lived in a dilapidated old cottage on the estate. On the first morning, Tess had to take each chicken to Mrs. D'Urberville so that she could hold the birds and check that they were healthy.
"Can you whistle?"
Mrs. D'Urberville asked Tess suddenly.
"Yes, I can," replied the surprised girl.
"I want you to whistle to my birds every day,"
Mrs. D'Urberville said.
"Yes, ma'am," agreed Tess.
She was too modest to be surprised that Mrs. D'Urberville had not mentioned the connection between their families. What she did not realise was that Alec had never said a word to his mother about the relationship. Tess enjoyed her work with the chickens, but when she tried to whistle to the birds, she was shocked to find that she had forgotten how to do it. As she tried again and again, something moved near the wall and Tess looked up. She saw Alec D'Urberville standing on the other side of the wall watching her.
"Cousin Tess," said Alec, smiling, "I see that you need a lesson or two."
"No, thank you," said Tess, moving towards the door of the cottage.
"Don't worry, I won't touch you. I'll stay exactly where I am," said Alec,
and he demonstrated how to whistle the tunes his mother wanted. As the days passed, Tess began to lose her shyness of Alec. She became accustomed to seeing him around the estate and to talking to him from time to time. She no longer found his presence alarming or frightening. In this way, Tess settled into her new life. Her days followed a simple routine. After a while, she started looking for diversions to break the monotony of her everyday life. The farm workers in the district gathered on Saturday nights to drink and dance in the market town of Chaseborough, 3 miles from the D'Urberville estate. Eventually, Tess went with them, and she always walked home with the other workers at the end of the evening. One Saturday, when it was time to go home, she noticed Alec D'Urberville watching her.
"You're here very late, my pretty cousin," he said.
"I'm just waiting for my friends," said Tess as she looked at the dancers, who showed no sign of starting for home.
Tess had been awake since early morning and was already quite tired, but she did not want to walk home alone.
"I'll see you later," said Alec as he walked away.
Eventually, the dancing finished and the group started to walk home. One of the young women tripped and got mud on her dress. The others laughed at her accident. Tess laughed along with the others. Unfortunately, the woman whose dress was dirty had once been Alec's mistress, and she was jealous of the attention that Alec was giving to Tess. She started a quarrel with Tess that looked as if it would end in a real fight. Tess did not know what to do. Alec D'Urberville had been following the group on horseback, out of sight, and heard the woman shout at Tess. He quickly rode up and stopped his horse between the two women.
"What is all this about?" he demanded,
but without waiting for an explanation, he said to Tess,
"Stand on that gate and get up behind me."
Tess was so anxious to get away from the woman that she did as he said. Seeing Tess ride away with Alec, several of the other women who were also former mistresses of Alec began to laugh.
"It's fortunate that I arrived when I did," said Alec to Tess as they rode through the woods.
"Yes, thank you for helping me," said Tess.
They rode for some time in a light fog which got denser and denser. Eventually, the fog was so bad that Alec had to stop his horse.
"Where are we?" asked Tess.
"We're in the ancient part of the forest called the Chase,"
said Alec as he helped Tess down from the horse.
"We're miles away from the house," said the unhappy girl. "I knew I couldn't trust you. I'm going to walk back."
"How can you say that you don't trust me?" said Alec angrily. "Don't you know I sent your father a new horse today and some new toys for the children?"
"I don't want you to give them things, but I am grateful," sighed Tess.
"Just sit down here under this tree and wait for me. I'm going to look for the road," said Alec.
He put his coat on the ground for the tired girl to lie on. When he returned, Tess was asleep. Alec lay down beside her and put his arms around her.
Tess, he murmured into her hair. Poor Tess was not strong enough to resist him.